Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, open lines, 248-539-9797. Get to a full Lions-Ravens preview today at 12:30. But without further ado, people have been patient. Let's go to Gene. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Gene.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Okay.
Listen,
okay.
I have partial season tickets. I went three times last week, and, of course, we lost three times. I am not – anyone who would blame Hinch is – okay, they don't know anything about baseball. Don't worry about that part. The spin I wanted to look at is the chemistry on this team. You know, the fact that they're so young, I think they're one of the youngest teams in baseball, was a big advantage last year. And the flip side of it this year is, you know, they're pressing so much. It's almost like they were too dumb to know what was going on last year. And now they're all thinking about it. And I'm wondering, what is there some leadership issue in the clubhouse? I don't know if vocal leadership is overplayed or can be overstated, but something about, and I know they tried to get Bregman, and I really think they could have gotten a veteran stick at the break or at the, deadline, because it just takes pressure off these young kids. So I'd like you to comment on that.
You know, it's interesting because you say two things, and I just a follow up question. You don't think Hinch is to blame, but you think there's a lack of leadership
of the players.
Okay.
What I'm talking about.
They went out and they got Gleyber Torres, plenty of postseason experience. They got Jack Flaherty, who pitched in the World Series. They got Tommy Canley, who pitched in the World Series. They've got Javi Baez, and we know his struggles, but he has had great postseason success in his career and seems to be well-respected. Now, that doesn't mean these guys are great leaders, but it feels like they went out and they got some been-there-done-that guys this offseason. I don't know what else to say other than they fit the profile of players that can be counted on for what you just brought up.
Well, the other thing is that
none of those guys strike me as verbal leaders, especially, you know, Hispanic speakers, I don't think necessarily they have, you know, a lot of times we'll have that temperament or that, you know.
I'd say this, Gene. I think the team respects and loves Javi Baez. Otherwise, Javi wouldn't be here at this point. And I think that there is a tremendous amount of respect for Gleyber Torres. I think a tremendous amount of respect. You look at this, the team was having fun when they're winning, right? And now they're in this losing streak, and they were winning for so long. And this is something that's kind of foreign to them, you know, because it started over a year ago when they were just playing great baseball. And now it's, you know, a couple months of playing mediocre to bad baseball. The good far outweighs the bad. I don't think it's a lack of leadership from the players. I think it's just, you know, some of the players might just be falling back to water, finding its level, that maybe guys are playing above mm-hmm. their heads. Is Zach McKinstry really? First of all, is he really an all-star? And second of all, is he really worthy of being a starting player in the major leagues? And that's just one. Javi Baez was invaluable to this team in the first half of the season because he was playing center field when they had all these outfielders who were hurt. Not only was he playing it, he was playing it brilliantly. And, oh, by the way, hitting pretty well at the plate. Not for high OPS numbers or high slugging percentage, but he was actually hitting as a player. And that's just, you know, two guys off the top of my head that were doing great in the first half and haven't done anything in the second half. It's disappointing.
Yeah. His last home run was June 27th, by the way. I I thought it was a long time, but I didn't know it was that long for Baez. So that's not good.
No, it's not good. And the other thing that's not good is when you look at the walk totals on some of these players, it's amazing how little they have walked. Javi Baez in particular is one of these guys that hasn't. He's walked one time in 132 at bats since the All-Star game. That's it.
That's an amazing stat. Bill's in Madison Heights. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Bill.
Hello, guys.
Hey.
How you doing?
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I know. I think it's the last six games being on the road is going to be a good thing for them. It's clearly in their head. Maybe they'll be able to relax a little bit more and focus more. It's almost like, everybody expects now that they're going to just blow this thing.
Yep.
So maybe they're just going to take the attitude, hey, everyone thinks we're just garbage and we're going to blow this. So I don't know. They got to find something that works for them. There's some kind of angle that works for them. But it's everything. AJ is obviously, this really doesn't have anything to do with AJ. I'd say that
because he is responsible for coming up with a solution.
Yeah, not going to fire the guy.
Yeah, of course he has to.
I mean, he is the manager of this team, and he's got to shoulder some of this. But no, I'm not worried about AJ Hinch moving forward. I think he is absolutely the right guy, right manager for the job. And, maybe this is where he really has to earn his pay to get this team out of it.
Yeah.
Snap him out of it.
Yeah. You can hear it. I mean, this last after the game, I think he held it together for so long that then finally he just was like, hey, man, I don't know what the hell is going on either.
He did. He did sound exasperated, Bill. I will say that. 248-539-9797. Alex in Lake Orion, you are next. Hello, Alex.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Great show, as always. Gene took a little bit of my thunder, but I do think there's something to what you said about the lack of veteran leadership, specifically in the lineup. You got a lot of young kids in this lineup, Riley Green, Spencer Torkins, Kerry Carpenter, where the focus in their development was more on development than winning, because that's what's important in the minor leagues. You bring up a great point that you bring in a Gleyber Torres, but I think if you were to ask somebody from the Yankees, they wouldn't necessarily call him a leader. They would call him a nice player. And I think a bigger question for Scott Harris is, you went all in on Bregman and they did, do a fair offer to him, but you came up empty-handed and they didn't have a plan B. And I think that's really hurting this team right now. The lack of any kind of third base production. I think you look up and down the league, they're at the bottom for that. As much as I like McKinstry as a player, you went into Baez with a hope and a prayer and he was great in the first half, but it never should have been something that they relied on. He is very well respected in the clubhouse, but the numbers are the numbers, and sometimes the results speak for themselves. All of that to say, I do think that they're going to take two or three in Cleveland this week somehow. I think these guys are tired of getting their butts kicked by their rivals. I mean, you remember what happened in the playoffs last year. And they hear the chatter from us as the fans and the media and everybody. Everybody is expecting them to choke. So I'm hoping these guys rise to the occasion, even if it's, wildly unpredictable that they do. But I've got some hope that they're going to come out swinging and have a little bit of pride.
Well, we're going to learn a lot about what they got in here.
Right there in the chest.
I'm pointing at my own chest. Because, I don't know, they're out there, right? They are right on the front, and they're taking heavy fire, and it feels like they're out of ammo. How do you dig yourself out of this mess? 248-539-9797. Let's go to Tony next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Tony.
Hey, guys. You got me?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, okay, beautiful. Thanks. I wanted to just kind of add on to the last caller as well. Okay, so I heard Riley Green. Maybe that's been discussed. I catch you guys every now and then. I'm not in Pennsylvania. But he said, we're young and dumb, and we just don't know any better. We just go out and play. I think a veteran leader in the clubhouse, Delmont Young, Matt Carpenter, Shane Victorino, Hunter Pence, one of those, they're all retired. But my point is, those guys who calm the storm, get in there sort of without any fear in the lineup, get the thing going, I think that's what they missed. So, yes, it would have been nice to have a super stud, you know, if we had to. I'm thinking, could we have gotten, you know, a guy at 39 or 40? Delmont Young destroyed us in Baltimore against the Tigers, and he was with us for a while. So I'm just going through, like, the old Rolodex of studs in the playoffs, older guys that just can put the team on their back and sort of say, guys, we're going to be okay. We got talent here.
I feel like that, anyhow, the Tigers had that guy in Justin Verlander. I mean, you've got a number of players. Yeah, but Verlander felt like, and this is where Scooble, you know, I mean, I they have to score runs for him. But, hey, Tarek, this team has never needed an eight innings of shutout ball from a starter as much as they do now. And I feel like when the Tigers needed that back in the day, Verlander had that gear. And I'm not blaming, look, you shouldn't have to be perfect. Right? You don't, if you have a championship caliber team, you don't need a guy to be perfect. But until they break out of this, if they even are capable of breaking out of it, everybody calm the F down. I got this starts from Justin Verlander. Yeah. And, you know, Scuba wasn't bad his last time out, but he did give up, you know, the long ball. And, you know, I'm trying not to hold him to a perfect standard, but they kind of need it, right?
It's a perfect standard.
Yeah, it is, right? I mean,
I kind of understand what Tony's saying. To find somebody who's a hitter that has that, you're not going to find it now, all right? That's not happening. So if you're thinking about the offseason and what to do, did the Tigers get back involved in the Bregman sweepstakes in the offseason?
I'm personally done with Bregman.
I'm kind of done with it,
too. I'm like, screw you and your agent.
You know, but he got the deal he got. But will the Tigers engage in that, re-engage in that? We'll see. I don't know. But to try to find, it'd be great to find a player who was like 28 in the prime of his career that's a free agent that you could bring in and get it done, or trade for and get it done, and that guy's would be awesome for him. They're not easy to find, you know. Just to try to, I mean, the guys that the caller mentioned, they're not superstar players, right?
No,
they were good players at one point. Yeah. So yeah, can they find that? Maybe they can find that.
Maybe their role on the team was greater than their numbers would suggest. But
listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
Okay, so we took some calls last week that they've quit. That's not something a manager who's quit would say and believe. And people might scoff at the idea of sign me up because I'm sure they didn't want to get signed up for this. They were thinking of playing do or die baseball after the regular season was over, not during the regular season. But you have to have that kind of attitude if you are AJ Hinch. The way that you know, some people are feeling, if you as a manager were feeling it's over, you would be out of a job and should be out of a job. But AJ's he's doing his best. I will say, I don't think he's void of accountability here. Like, it's his job to find the answer, and he hasn't found it yet.
Do you guys feel like that was he took a play out of Dan Campbell's playbook there, kind of getting his team riled up? Like last year, when the Lions went to play the Vikings, the final game of the year, they were both 14-2, right? Yep. And I remember Dan Campbell said, this is what you play for, basically. This is fairy tale stuff. Both teams 14-2 division, number one seed on the line. Doesn't get any better than this. Now, if you ask them, hey, dude, you might win 14 games and not win the division, you'd be like, what? but how do you gather the troops? You know, right? How do you rally the troops? How do you get your team fired up? And you got to tell them, hey, man, this is what dreams are made of. This is, you get to play with everything on the line. He's not talking to us. And he's not talking to the fans. He's talking to his team. They got to get up.
I think I hear exactly what you're saying. And do I think he's taking a page out of Dan Campbell's book? I don't know if he said to himself, what would Dan Campbell do? But I think this is the approach that a leader should take. Because while you're still in it, while you still have a shot, you need to, A, sell that shot and manage to take advantage of that. Even if this feels like the storyline, the greater storyline is, oh my God, what have they blown? Because even if they win the division, they put themselves behind the eight ball for the first round bye. And that's significant. They're two games behind now in that. And that may turn out to be insurmountable. Good God, one win would do so much good.
Who would you want to give an inspirational speech to the Tigers before the series begins tomorrow?
Who would I want? Are you talking about somebody like...
Well, because you mentioned that he sounded like Dan Campbell a little bit. Like, would you want Dan Campbell? Like, there were two things that came to mind. Because you mentioned Dan Campbell. Like, oh, my first thought was, can you get Dan Campbell to come down to the Tigers clubhouse and talk to them before the series against Cleveland?
I would want...
Forget about logistics.
So, what are the best pregame... Like, I would want great moments come from great opportunity. I want Kurt Russell from Miracle.
From Miracle?
Yeah. I want that speech.
But... I see what you're saying. I'm looking like Dan Campbell. The other one was because then you said you have to make the most of the moment. And I'm like, is that Eminem? Do you get Eminem to come in the clubhouse?
I don't know.
As opposed to an actor reading, you know, talking about the line that he had from a movie.
It's a pretty good line.
It's a great speech. It's a good movie. Yeah.
Can't believe Snake Plissken played Herb Brooks. But indeed, 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. Tim is in Rochester and next. Hello, Tim.
Jack Burton makes sense, though.
That's true.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, fellas. Happy Ryder Cup week.
There we go.
Not to talk baseball, because frankly, I don't follow it enough to have much of an opinion, but the Tigers got to be streakier than hell, don't they?
Tim?
How many games did they come? Yeah.
Sorry, we lost you there for a sec. How many games what?
How many games did they come back from last year to get in the wild card? Wasn't that close?
I think it was like 8 or 9 when it was also, they made up an 8-game deficit on the wild card.
And then about to kick a 15 or 16, was it? But in either case, they got to be streakier than hell, and I'd be curious what your guys take on that.
Well, and Tim, I said at the beginning of the show, many, you know, lines and analysis could be used for a lot of teams in a similar situation. I think the one thing that's unique about the Tigers is large sample sizes of them looking like and playing like one of the best teams in baseball. And right now they're giving us a large sample size of literally looking like the worst team in baseball. And I don't know how many teams have both gears in them for such a long period of time.
Yeah, I mean, fair. Again, I don't watch enough, but it is interesting. Why I called, though, for tonight, and hopefully I'm not raking leaves to start the third quarter as I was the last time we were in Baltimore, but I feel like Brian Branch has got to play a big role as he did last week. I think you guys had said, you know, try to keep Lamar and maybe into one phase, even though he can beat you with his arm. My question would be, what would you guys be willing to, and I know it's with Hutch and everything else, it's hard to say, but
what would you be willing to
pay the guy? Because I think he's a future
pay Branch? I'd pay Branch. I mean, not whatever he wants. The problem is it's hard to sink that much money into the safety position.
Why?
Because you want to spread it around and have a complete team. I can't imagine letting this guy walk. I hope that they can get a deal done sooner to save a little money. And they, when you're doing this, when you're signing so many big contracts, you better be able to draft. Good thing is Brad Holmes has proven to be pretty adept at that.
I don't think they signed Kirby.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
Joseph, so that they could not sign Brian Branch. So I do think they're going to sign Brian Branch for money. I think that the whole idea of having the other edge rusher, that's probably more appropriate to say that you can't do that at that position, because you're talking about $90 million tied up to two players conservatively, if that's what you're going to do.
Yeah, and they haven't signed even the one they have
right.
yet.
So
they,
we don't
know what
they
his
will.
Price tag is.
They will sign the one, and that one is going to cost probably $45, $50 million.
Yeah.
That should not stop them from signing Brian Branch, who is maybe equally as important, if not more important, than Hutchinson. But what they may end up doing is saying that they're not going to be able to sign Jack Campbell to a bigger contract, to a big time contract. He'll get Jack Campbell to get a nice offer from the Lions, I imagine, but I don't think he's going to get like $30 million. He was playing linebacker, and linebackers just don't get paid.
248-539-9797, D in Detroit. Hello, D.
DK, Gator Kane. Bro, I got a vent. I got a vent, and I got a vent, man. Check this out. The more I think about this collapse we're going through, the more it's eating me alive, man. So check this out. The best way I look at it to avoid further injury to myself on the inside, I'm like you, DK. These last six games, show me what y'all got, and then I'm a rip. Then I'm gonna go ham, bro. Because like I said, we didn't gave up too much. We lost home field advantage. We done lost the first round bye. I mean, what more can you lose, bro? All due to choking, swinging at balls in the dirt. Come on, man. We better than this. So, DK, like I said, bro, I don't know what to do, man. It's eating me alive. It's killing me. I believed in this team from start, and I just knew they was going to finish the season out strong. So, like I say, I don't want to go 6-0 these last six games. I know that's asking too much. It's 5-1. Can we go 5-1, fellas? Can we please go 5-1 and quiet the critics down on MLB, ESPN every night? You hear the same old crap. The Tigers are giving it away. The Tigers can't do nothing, bro. Help us out, fellas. 5-1.
Well, D, that would be spectacular. Look, there's something to be said for the streakiness of the sport. I can't believe how authentically good and how authentically bad this team has been over the course of the last, 12, 13 months of baseball. Can't believe it. They have hit both ends of the spectrum. Great and dreadful.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. We'll get some more Lions-Ravens preview next here on Carson Anderson on 97.1. Hey, Mondays, well, there's usually nothing good to say about Mondays. Until today, the most anticipated matchup of this young pro football season is upon us, and Twin Peaks can't wait to host you for the party. That's right, the Kings of the North will have their hands full tonight as they travel the East Coast for a preview of a possible championship matchup. All right, so Monday Night Football tonight, Lions-Ravens. Said we get to it, because obviously the Tigers, it's not fun to talk about, but it is what's going on. It's people are venting about that. But we got a big football game tonight, right? I mean, this is one of the contenders in the AFC versus our Lions, which we certainly, most of Metro Detroit, I would assume, hopes they are contenders in the NFC. We mentioned this on Friday's show, whether or not playing on Monday Night Football matters out on the field, because Adam Schefter had the stat that Lamar Jackson has played 9 games on Monday Night Football, and he's got 22 touchdowns to no picks. 22 passing touchdowns, no interceptions. And, you know, Cleveland has a pretty damn good defense. It was on display against Lamar and company for some of that game against Baltimore, and then all of the game yesterday against Green Bay. They were exceptionally good defensively. And they are really good at rallying 11 hats to the football. And, you know, Dan Campbell, I think, talked a little bit about that during last week. The effort has to be there defensively, because, like, that one dimension, Baltimore's one dimension can be lethal. Between Lamar and Derrick Henry, two different styles of runners, but two guys that are incredibly difficult to bring down, they can beat you with their one dimension. Cleveland took it away, and so Lamar just shredded them through the air eventually. And, you know, they got guys are problematic there. But it's going to be intriguing to see how the Lions try and slow down the running game of Baltimore. And if they can't, how they overcome. Because I don't know that you can. I really don't. You can try all you want, and you can hope that they make mistakes. You try and bait them into mistakes, or maybe a pass rush gets home on the blind side and he puts the ball in a dangerous place, or you get a sack fumble or something like that. But I just kind of go into one of these games saying, all right, if they're capable of scoring, you know, like 50 every game, you hold them to 30 instead. But, you know, I'm not sure that there's a tried and true formula for slowing these two down, unless you do have an elite defense, and Cleveland might have that. And I don't think Detroit is at that level defensively.
Yeah, I don't think Cleveland's got an elite defense, but they do have some players for sure. Without question, they do. If I'm Kelvin Shepard and I'm looking to game plan against Baltimore, I am going to try to take away the run. Okay, if they shred us through the air, so be it. Yeah, I think you have to understand that's a strong possibility. But if you don't try to stop the run, then they control the game, because they'll just run it right down the field. Either way, whether it's designed runs for Lamar Jackson or just straight ahead, you know, blunt force trauma with Derrick Henry. I want to stop that. And I think Mark Andrews is out for this. Or no, Mark Andrews not. I'm sorry. Isaiah Likely is out. But they have some good receivers there that you have to pay attention. Zay Flowers, DeAndre Hopkins, and the aforementioned Mark Andrews, I should say. Mark Henry. They do present more than just a team that can run the football. And I do think Lamar can throw the football, despite some people not thinking he can throw the football. Lamar Jackson is a different quarterback in the regular season than he has been in the postseason. The postseason, that's where he's gotten his issues. But in the regular season, he's dynamite. I don't know why I have this such a strong feeling the Lions win this game. I think I fully believe the offense is going to be fine, because I don't think the Baltimore's defense is anywhere near as formidable as we've seen in the past. They've got good players on D, but I think the Lions can outscore them. The question is, can the Lions defense get a couple more stops? And I think they can. I think it helped them that they played against Caleb Williams last week, who's a quarterback that can certainly make plays with his feet, and they limited that out of him. Now, was that the scheme? The way they kept the pocket together and didn't let him get outside the pocket? Maybe. Whatever it was, it worked. Can that work tonight? I think it can. I'm feeling confident. I know they can win this game.
You're feeling good, and you're picking the Lions to win the game. I'm not, but I think it's because we're going to be sitting here talking about one play tomorrow, one sequence, something in the fourth quarter of this game that really swings which direction it'll go. You know, and talking about Lamar, Marcus Davenport's out. It's really interesting, and the difference between coach speak and truly, you know, the coaches giving you something that's legit, boy, do they seem to love Elkadeen Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to get more opportunity tonight. But Elkadeen Muhammad won't run every snap. And I mean, are we going to see the Tyus Wheat dude that they plucked out of Dallas and seemed to show some enthusiasm about? You've got to be able to be smart on the margins of your roster. that when you are asking one of your depth guys to play more, that they can do something for you. So that starts with Muhammad, and it follows through with maybe Tyus Wheat. But, you know, I don't love that, but everybody's got injuries, and the Lions are no different. Now, the Davenport thing is, I know it's predictable. We don't need to, you know, plow that field again. But now, are their depth guys ready to contribute in some meaningful way against, and we're not asking you to be all pro the rest of the way. Do you got a night in you? Do you got a good night in you?
Well, they went out and got, Brad Holmes got Tyrus Wheat and Tyler Lacy before the season began for a reason and added them to the active roster, not the practice squad. These guys are on the 53. Mm-hmm. So why do they do that? We haven't really seen them play yet. Where I assume either of them will get an opportunity tonight with Davenport being out. Mekhi Wingo is a guy that has versatility to play inside and outside. Heck, I wonder if Tyleek Williams, if they're going to move him around at all. You know, because they do like his ability to rush the passer, although maybe it's just more from the defensive tackle position. But, you know, as much as we've talked about the Tigers today and saying it's Scooble's got to be the man tomorrow night, give him, go eight shutout innings. Isn't this an Aiden Hutchinson game too? Corral that quarterback, take him to the ground.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a guy who we all think is a stud, is an elite pass rusher, guy who's destined to make $45, $50 million on a contract per year. Have a game tonight. Lean on him.
248-539-9797.
Yeah, this one's going to be a monster test for the Lions, I think, tonight. I think regular season Lamar, we all know, is great. You read the stats earlier, Doug. Monday night primetime Lamar is even better than regular season Lamar. I don't think you could pick and choose whether to stop the run or stop the pass. They'll kill you with either one. I think the key to tonight's game is third down and getting a key turnover or two. And I'm looking at Brian Branch and Kirby Joseph. Those two guys cause turnovers and quick momentum changes. Whether it's Brian Branch at the line of scrimmage with a forced fumble or just a third down stop, Kirby Joseph is a ball hawk. If that ball gets anywhere in the air and he's in the area, he needs to come down with it. You could give up 30 to the Ravens and still win, but sure, you got to get that key turnover and those stops, like I said. It doesn't matter. Last week, Derrick Henry ran for 23 yards, and they put up over 40 points. They put up over 40 points against the Bills. That team can score, man. And so, like I said, I think it comes down to third downs and turnovers, and I'm looking at those two guys. If it's Hutch or if it's Campbell or anybody else, awesome. But I just think Brian Branch, Kirby Joseph, those are two guys I'm looking at tonight. It's like two Kyle Hamiltons almost. You know what I mean? That's how Kyle Hamilton plays for the Ravens. He's everywhere.
The other thing is that they got the problem, and they really obviously have, you mentioned Andrews, Zay Flowers is one of the most targeted receivers in the NFL early in this season, has really sparked up a working relationship with Lamar. And so there's that. Now, when the Lions have the football, it's a whole different thing. And there are keys to the game on that side of the ball. We will get to them next. And we want to ask you, do you think they're going to do this? I think the Lions win this game. Do they go to Baltimore as a dog? The Ravens opened as a 6-point favorite. Now they're a 4-point favorite. People were taking the Lions and the points, and it's worked its way down to 4. And maybe it's Matt Abuike's injury. Maybe it's Kyle Van Noy's injury. You mentioned likely. So it feels like, you know, people are putting money on the Lions, but that, you know, whether that has any impact on what's actually going to happen is debatable. But do you think the Lions get this win? And if so, why? 248-539-9797. We'll talk about when the Lions have the football next and take your phone calls and feedback. You tell us why you think the Lions will or won't win this game. Carson Anderson, 97.1, the ticket. Right now?
Minor, huh?
Minor. Okay. In the next 15 minutes, we will have start times announced for Michigan and Michigan State. Michigan hosting Wisconsin, Michigan State at Nebraska.
No, not the actual Michigan-Michigan State game.
No, for their games, their next Michigan-Michigan State games. They both have this week off. Start times are about to be announced for the, I think it's October 4th games. October 4th, October 5th, whatever it is. I think Michigan and Wisconsin's going to be a nooner. I think Michigan State, Nebraska is going to be the 3:30 CBS game.
Oh, I'm all right with that.
Yep. Saw Gary this weekend.
How is Gary? Gary Danielson.
Gary Danielson, yeah. I love Gary. I've known him for a long time. This is last year, but I always like seeing Gary. Gary's good dude. Really, really good dude.
I saw before you were kind enough to include me on a text message, Fred. I appreciate that.
Yep.
That showed a video of you presenting Jansen with what looked like a brontosaurus rib.
Yep. Yep. It made the TV show. If people want to stream on YouTube, Inside Michigan Football. Yes, and Gary was in that video.
Yes.
That part didn't make the air, but Gary was there, and Gary's funny.
That was a massive rib.
It was, and the best response, because I sent it to you, Evan, and Kang, and Kang's response was hysterical, because I'm presenting this thing to John, and John is so excited. He's so excited.
His face lit up. Absolutely lit up.
Gator says, John looks so happy. Evan said, one of the greatest surprises of his life. Kang then said, John looks happier than when his kids were born. It's like the doctor turned to him and said, congratulations, it's a barbecued rib.
His face, I don't think you could bottle that up. And like, I don't think we can describe how happy John was. Like, he was so pleasantly surprised. Like, he turns, Doug hands him a plate with this gorgeous, gorgeous rib on it. And he smiles from ear to ear. And he's like, for me?
Right.
Oh my God. Like,
God, it's the nicest thing anybody's ever done for me.
Right?
Well,
the elation was 100% pure.
Yes.
You can see it at the end of our show this week, Inside Michigan Football. Go to YouTube and right at the end. John actually did Jansen Vision, where he uses the telestrator and circles the parts of the giant short rib that he liked the most and circled his face.
So good.
Yeah.
Doug, you know, you always say, like, you know, you don't eat the other white meat.
Yeah.
But you say you always kind of feel envious with the ribs, right?
Yep.
Did that make you at all want a little piece of that rib?
No, it didn't. But I did, you know, where I got the rib also had lobster mac and cheese. And that was tempting. But I don't like to eat on game days.
In case you gotta.
Just meditate. It goes away.
Yeah, it doesn't. But I don't, for a variety of reasons. Any kind of sodium is really messes with my voice, and so if I do eat anything, it's bland. I have like melon.
Doug's the one who eats honeydew.
Yep.
There you go. Honey, don't.
I mean, if it's a night game, I really can't go the whole day without eating. But if it's, and I'll have a little bit here and there, but I really don't like to eat on game day. All right, 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your phone calls. Bridge in Farmington Hills, you're on 97.1. Hello, Bridge.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Okay, so before I give you my champ and chump, I got a question on the Lions. Would it be fair to say that the Lions have reached their high and low water mark for the season and points per game? 13 and 52.
I think you might be right. You might be right.
I don't know if Vegas has a line, but if they did, I'd put some money on that.
That they've already reached their high and low water mark offensively. You could be right. Yep.
Two games. They reached the high and low water mark.
Yeah.
But anyway, so my chance, and oh, by the way, I agree with Gator 100%. I think the Lions can win tonight for all the reasons Gator gave. So anyway, my champ is Michigan. In spite of the boneheaded penalties and the coaching decision that almost cost them the game, a better team would have beaten them. But to me, that taunting is the like most preventable penalty,
yeah.
And it's just like I just don't understand it. Absolutely.
Well,
you know,
all of that stuff. I mean, you know what? It has to happen. If it has to happen, it better just be once. And you're right, a better opponent, and they could have cost them. And so it's out of the way. Don't do it again.
And the decision not to call a timeout before halftime. You know, and make them punt. That was costly, you know. But yep. Anyway, so we won the game.
Yep.
My chump is the Tigers. I had them picked at the start. My prediction at the start of the season was 91 games. They'll win 91, and they'll win the division, and Scoobal will repeat as Cy Young. That was my prediction. Gator, you know, Stoney was filling in for you when I called in. So they got to 20. So that 91 is 20 games above 500. They got to that in 68 games.
They can, hey, you 40, know what, Bridge? If they go 6-0 the rest of the way, you get your 91.
40, yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah, that's a tall order.
Yeah,
but go, anyway,
real quick.
Right now, but 40, yeah, so they were at 44 and 24, and I said if they 500 ball rest of the way, they'll win this thing. But, you know, they didn't, so here we are.
You need that 6-0 finish. 248-539-9797. Garth, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Garth.
Hey, how you doing there? I'm going to go with the prediction. Here it is on the Lions, 36-33. It's going to be a good game. And my champ is the Tigers. They're going to win two out of the next two series, two out of three. They will make the playoffs.
Okay, just to be clear here, Garth, we do something, when we do this champ and chump thing, it's champ and chump of the weekend. It's not champ and chump of the next 3 days. It's champ and chump of the past weekend.
I just say the Lions are going to win 36-33, and the Tigers will make the playoffs and get to the World Series.
Well, that would be a very, very pleasant surprise because the data that we are currently taking in strongly suggests otherwise.
It belies the prediction.
Yes. More of your phone calls coming up. We mentioned we get to what happens when the Lions have the football. So Van Noy is out. Mike Green is in. Mike Green, who many people mock to Detroit, the edge rusher out of Marshall. Jared Goff is coming off an elite performance through the air. 23 of 28, he had 156 passer rating, and he threw the 5 touchdowns. Baltimore has just 3 sacks through 2 games, but they have an 18% pressure rate, which ranked 11th in football. Early in the season, these things might not mean much. They haven't been getting home. But, you know, guard, center, guard, they're on the road again. Yes, Matt Abuike is hurt for the Ravens, but guard, center, guard, what did they keep saying? Communication, communication, communication. And then they came home when it's easier to communicate. Now, they're back on the road.
Yep.
We can compare and contrast what happened against a good opponent on the road last time and on the road this time. How much better do you think they can be?
I think this Lions team can be just fine. Offensively, I'm not worried about the communication. When Jared was talking with us last week about, we expect to have that weather around whether we're home or on the road. It's going to be hostile territory. It's going to be loud, and they're going to be ready for it. I think that they will. I think they've got this ready to go. It's the defensive side that has me worried about what they can do. But they did one move last week that I think goes under the radar. Sneaky good move by Brad Holmes, and I'm hopeful that it can pay off some dividends. That is, they signed a third quarterback to the practice squad in Malik Cunningham. Came from Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Has a similar skill set, though you can't replicate exactly what Lamar does because Lamar is one-off, but is a guy that can do some of that. Not only do you get some intel about Baltimore from the guy that you just got from Baltimore, but more importantly, you've got somebody that can play a similar style in a demo offense type feel.
Well, I will tell you this. I tend to lean towards those things being overrated, but boy, I hope you're right.
Come on.
I hope you're right, my friend. 248-539-9797. Are the Lions going to win this game? Ed is in Alpena, and he is next on 97.1. Hi, Ed. Ed.
You all right, Ed?
Ed? We'll circle back to Ed. Mac and Ann Arbor, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Mac?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
I think the Lions will be winning this game. I think Brian Branch and Kirby Joseph are going to come down with two big turnovers late in the game. I don't think the defense will perform that great yardage-wise, but I think the turnovers will really help. And then my champion chump for the week is the Michigan coaching staff. Everybody from Wink Martindale to Biff Poggi, I mean, they kind of coached their butt off against Nebraska. And then my chump of the whole year is Chris Illich.
Okay. Oh, and is there anything specific?
We've dumped $40 million into home plate seats, and we can't dump any resources into the deadline. It was horrible.
I mean, in an honest moment, do we think money had anything to do with it? I personally don't. I think Scott Harris had latitude. The Bregman offer was a very competitive offer. I'm going to guess that the asking price for the, I feel like it's more likely that the asking price was too high for Scott Harris to pull the trigger. And if you're getting, if you're getting rentals, you're getting very cheap, very cheap financial commitments, but hey, look, your vote is in.
Yeah. And it's in for what didn't happen at the deadline. That's fine. I don't think that Chris Illich is preventing Scott Harris from making a move by saying, well, don't get him because he's going to be too expensive for the rest of the year. If Scott Harris turned down any deal, I would have to imagine it's because the players they would have to give up in the trade, that's what they didn't want to do.
By the way, all our football coverage today brought to you by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.